But in addition to that, Michael Jackson suffers from something called vitiligo, which is quite a disfiguring skin condition. And I think people don't realize how unbelievably psychologically handicapping something like that can be, because if you think about it, every day you wake up and your physical appearance is changing, you're depigmenting. And if you look at it from a racial perspective, you almost feel as if you're losing your racial identity, your family identity, if that's happening. And when you look at people that have gone through this, one of the things they do is they try and take back control. And I think a big part of what he's done with the plastic surgery is to try and take back some of the control that this illness is taking away from him.
So he hasn't changed his color. It truly is an illness that is just taking the pigment out of his
skin. The melanocytes are killed. It's called vitiligo. It's believed to be an autoimmune disorder. And what happens is you want to even out the skin tone. And a lot of people that have vitiligo, what they do is they depigment as a whole. Now, what happens when you're a famous Afro-American star that does that, though, you're seen as rejecting your culture, as rejecting your race, even though it's something that's it's quite widely practiced for people that have this condition and quite severely have it.
See, this, Linda, this is not speculation. I know him. Very well. He's a good friend of mine. And I've been to his house, and I actually saw this condition many, many, many years ago. And when you're a big target like that, you're going to get hit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that so many people think he's wacko, but why do the people around him in his little confinements absolutely adore him? I was at his house 2 months ago. His butler, his chef, everybody said he is the nicest person in the world. But he's misunderstood. Granted, and I can completely understand this, I didn't live a normal childhood either.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the parties and the movies and all this. I was constantly on the road, isolated from normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his way of trying to be normal, but you know, everybody throws darts, and it's a big target. He's going to get hit.
Absolutely, Johnny. And I think to me, I think that the saddest thing is that people feel they have the right to. Had Michael suffered from something that we couldn't see, you know, an ulcer, something inside, you wouldn't feel that you have the you know, the right to do this. But because it's something we can see, because it's his appearance, it's as if, you know, you have free rein to do this. And what happens is he's caught in this horrible position where he wants to please his fans. Because I do think this is probably a very genuinely, like you say, good person. Again, probably very approval-seeking, given the fact that he never had approval from his father, so he seeks it, I'm guessing, I don't know the man obviously, but from everyone around him, and he is a performer. Thus we see the baby thing. Everyone's saying, well, why did he do that? Think of, you know, he's caught in between trying to, you know, please his fans, here's my baby, and trying to protect his child.
Okay, I can understand all of that, but his judgment is perhaps not the judgment of others, of the majority. The majority wouldn't dangle a child over a balcony for the hell of it with a towel over his face, wouldn't take the children out veiled to the zoo, wouldn't take the children in the middle of the night to museums and toy shops because that's the only time that it's empty.
But Fern, you're not Michael Jackson.